This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes changes in the way that we live our lives are transient. They're temporary driven, and they're driven, you know, by cheap marketing ploys. Sometimes, though, it's real, genuine social change that's happening out there. Take, for just one instance, the absolutely booming business in men's grooming. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
We're in the bathroom of an East Village apartment.
Let me turn the light on here.
Colin Spector shares this apartment with his girlfriend.
My name's Colin Spector. We are in New York City. I'm 27 years old.
And he's given us a tour of all the things he uses on his body and his face.
So we've got some Axe re-energizing 2-in-1 body hair shower gel, Nivea Men Maximum Hydration Nourishing Lotion for dry skin.
His hair and his eyebrows, too.
Yeah. I'll shape them a little bit with some tweezers, some scissors sometimes.
The fact that Colin has so much product is representative of a steady change in how men think about and buy personal care products, what really we should call beauty products.
The men's personal care market is estimated to reach sales of $4.2 billion in 2015.
Margie Nanengay is a home and personal care analyst with Mintel.
15% growth over the past 5 years.
Men's personal grooming products have proliferated. Just over half of men surveyed by Mintel used specialty skincare products. Almost 60% used facial skincare products, and 80% used hand or body lotion.
The male skincare marketplace over the last several years has outpaced, sometimes doubled, the growth of women's skincare.
Joseph Grigsby is vice president of global marketing for Estee Lauder's Lab Series Skincare for Men. Estee Lauder as a company has been making skincare products for men since the 60s, but it created an entire men's skincare group in 2014.
We have gotten over the hump and the stigma of using product to where there's an expectation for men to do that.
Now, if you ask sociologists like Lisa Wade, assistant professor at Occidental College, they'll say that the most surprising thing about this is not that it's happening.
What's surprising to me is that it's taken this long.
Capitalism is relentless, and it has been trying for a long time to get men and women to buy beauty products, even in the 20s and 30s. The thing is, women weren't buying into it much then either.
It was seen as something that only Jezebels participated in.
Kristen Barber is assistant professor of sociology at Southern Illinois University and author of the forthcoming book, Styling Masculinity. She says personal grooming products like cosmetics and creams, these things didn't become super gendered in the first place until World War II.
Women moved in greater numbers into factory work, producing ammunition and war machines.
All the day long, whether rain or shine, she's a part of the assembly line. She's making history, working for victory, Rosie the Riveter.
Barber says there was a lot of cultural insecurity around this time about the dissolution of gender roles.
So cosmetics were sold as part of an attempt to reinforce biological differences between men and women, right? So if you're going to go work in the factory, make sure you continue to look like a woman. Wear some lipstick. Be ready for your man when he comes home from war.
That gendering of personal grooming products persisted.
Because that's so recent, companies had a really difficult time then turning around and saying, okay, and men can use it.
Part of the reason that's changing, according to marketers and sociologists alike, is who is leading the way. Young men, ages 18 to 34.
Because they don't necessarily have the historical memory of the work that these companies had to do to attach it to womanhood.
The younger generation is very comfortable in using products to make them look good.
That's Joseph Grigsby with Estee Lauder again.
Millennials are exposing their life and exposing how they look every day.
Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Vine.
We are living in a selfie culture.
Let me take a selfie.
Grigsby says men's changing approach to beauty products is also about what makes men feel like men. Sociologist Lisa Wade agrees.
I think that we're in a period where we're really unsure where masculinity goes next. There's very little basis on which men and women are different anymore.
Which means, say several sociologists, men are looking for ways to be different. So if you look at the way grooming products are marketed, you find they've become hyper-masculinized. Exfoliators became manly scrubs. Perfumes became pheromone body sprays like Axe. Deodorants like Old Spice became markers of adult manhood. There's even a jawline-enhancing cream from Lab Series. So in a way, we are in a cultural moment, one where masculinity is being defined with the very products it was once defined against. And that is making billions. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.